Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected honorable and beloved elders and brothers in Islam, year in and year out, when the moon is sighted for the month of Rajab, we are reminded of that very important aspect with regards to our preparation for the month of Ramadan. Sometime in the past we had spoken about this, that in actual fact it is not merely a preparation or a spiritual preparation for the month of Ramadan, but as believers we need to look ahead and we need to look at the real preparation, and that is for the day that we meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that is a preparation day in and day out. Every second of the day, we're supposed to be addressing ourselves, asking ourselves about how much have I prepared to meet my Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. A discussion had taken place amongst an ustad and his students, and a question was asked, what is it that makes you most happy? What is it that makes you the happiest? We have gone through, some call it a sick season, a silly season, the holiday season. Different things have made different people happy. But what is it that creates a joy and an elation, or will create a joy and an elation in my heart, in my life? So one student replied, to leave this world in the state of iman. To leave this world with the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ustad, the sheikh asked, can there be a greater elation than that? And then he himself responded, one is to leave this world with the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one is to give our life and die for this kalima. Allah give us that kind of consciousness. Allah Ta'ala give us that kind of spiritual awareness and alertness. One aspect of our preparation, whether it is for today, for tomorrow, for Ramadan, the day of Qiyamah, is the safeguarding of our iman. And when we speak about safeguarding our iman, we will ask one integral question. What are the factors that affect our iman negatively? Is there anything in our life that will create a negative impact on my iman? When Allah has given us life, we become so protective over our life. Allah has given us material acquisitions, things of this world. We are so diligent in looking after whatever Allah Ta'ala has given us. We know that the garden furniture will remain in the garden, but our rands and cents will go into the safe. Although that has value, this has a different value in my eyes. And like that, like life is valuable to us, our iman is of greater value, because this is what is going to be the criteria of our success and failure on the day of Qiyamah. Now, one factor that we need to guard our iman against is our interaction with people, our friends, the kind of friends we have. In the Quran Sharif, the ayah that was recited, very mind-boggling is the fact that Allah speaks about Jannah, Allah speaks about Qiyamah, Allah speaks about Jahannam, but in an ayah in between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this concept of friendship. Al-akhillau yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din aduun illa al-muttaqin. Akhilla, friends. Some of them will be enemies to other on the day of Qiyamah, except those that have taqwa, those that have the quality of the consciousness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The great commentator of the Quran, Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahumullah, has narrated a hadith from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the tafsir of the ayah. The hadith is very inclusive. We'll just go through the pertinent aspects of the ayat. He explains, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains that in this world there are two individuals, two friends. Both of them have iman. Now when two friends have iman, it is expected that one will always invite the other, motivate the other to the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, this is done. And Allah give us the tawfiq also, that in our different environments, not necessarily our friends, even in our homes, our families, our children, there needs to be this constant invitation towards the obedience of Allah and the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nonetheless, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that one friend then leaves the world. And when he leaves the world, he leaves it obviously in the state of iman. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes his ikram. And when he sees all those ni'mats and the potential ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bestow and Allah ta'ala grants him, then he will pluck up the courage and take the liberty to ask and to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "O Allah, whilst I was in the world, I had this friend." Number one, he was such a person that invited me towards your ita'at, your obedience, and the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He commanded me and he showed me only that which is good, and he prohibited me from that which is wrong, that which is incorrect, that which is haram. And he also spoke to me about my meeting you. Now this friend that has passed on, ask Allah and he makes dua, "Oh Allah, do not leave his hand by causing him to go astray. Allah, guide him always. And Allah, do not bring him into the akhirat until he sees what I see." Then the narration goes on, that friend passes on and both of them meet each other, and each one is full of praise of the other. Allah make us friends like that, and Allah Ta'ala grant us friends like that. One is to have others that are bad influences to us, and one is that we become bad influences to the other. Then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu speaks about the other scenario, that two non-believers, two kafirs, each one is always inviting the other to the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this could well be the case of believers. Allah save us that we are going to a wrong place. We prepare to take the next person. We prepare to foot the bill also. Now one of them pass away. And when that person sees the torment, then he will address Allah and he will say, "Oh Allah, this friend of mine is responsible. He is the one that deviated me." And nonetheless, he will make a bad-dua, a curse upon his friend, that, "Oh Allah, destroy him also." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to this kind of friendships in the Quran Sharif. When we look at Surah Safat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala illuminates, Allah ta'ala speaks about the ni'mats of Jannah. Illa ibadallahi al-mukhlasin, ulaika lahum rizqun ma'lumun fawakih. Allah ta'ala speaks about a whole host of the ni'mats and the virtues and the thawab that Allah ta'ala will grant the people of Jannah. Then Allah ta'ala speaks about one unique blessing that Allah will bless a person in Jannah. وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِينٌ. As the people of Jannah will be conversing with each other, sitting on the thrones that Allah Ta'ala had blessed them with, one person enjoying all the ni'mats of Jannah will recall that I had this qareen, I had this friend of mine. يَقُولُ وَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ. He often asks me this question, "Do you really believe in the hereafter? أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَدِينُونَ." Is it possible that we leave this world? And friends, this is how people put doubts in our minds. This is how media puts doubt in our minds. This is what the screen puts, those doubts in our minds. That when we die, our body obviously decomposes, and then we become sand and brittle bone. Then are we going to be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now Allah ta'ala will respond. This is the conversation of the people of Jannah. قَالَ هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُطَّلِعُونَ. Allah will ask this Jannati, "Do you want to have a peep at the condition of that man that had been putting these doubts in your mind, that had been inviting you towards kufr, disobedience and doubt with regards to Allah and our deen?" فَاطَّلَعَ فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ. When he's given the opportunity to peep into Jahannam, and he looks at this friend, he's in the middle of Jahannam, and he is now in the midst of the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says to this man of Jahannam, "Had I not been guarded, had Allah not looked after me, had Allah not had mercy upon me and His ni'mat upon me, لَتُرْدِينِ, you would have also caused me to fall into the fire of Jahannam." The commentators explain the relationship between these two people in this world. They were in actual fact two partners. And amongst the other things, they were partners in business. And when their partnership had dissolved and they parted ways, they had acquired a profit of 4,000, of 8,000 coins, 4,000 each, a 50-50% partnership. So the first partner, let's call him partner A, he took 1,000 out of his 4,000 and he purchased a piece of land. And there's no issue with that. It's halal, it's permissible to purchase the land, so he purchased the land. Partner B is a strong believer in Allah Ta'ala. He looked at this and he realized purchasing a piece of land in this world, rather he makes a niyyah and he converses with Allah Ta'ala, "Oh my Allah, I take 1,000 coins and I give it out as sadaqah, oh Allah, in lieu of a piece of land in Jannah." So he does that. One is a permissible act, one is a virtuous act. Partner A takes the next 1,000 coins and he builds a home, a house. Partner B sees this, he deliberates and he converses with Allah and he says, "Oh my Allah, I give out 1,000 coins in lieu of a house in Jannah." So that 1,000 is gone, 2,000 is gone on both sides. Partner A now decides it is time for him to marry. So he spends 1,000 coins in the marriage needs and necessities on the mahar and whatever. And partner B sees this and again he deliberates and he gives another 1,000 and he says, "Oh Allah, in view of the ni'mats and the damsels of Jannah." Now the last 1,000 that is left, partner A purchases commodities, furniture, spends lavishly on slaves and attendants and all of that. And partner B once again gives it out in sadaqah, hoping for the ni'mats of Allah, and he has his conversation with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, the test of times, and this happens always. We drop something in our life, and Allah Ta'ala tests us. We give something in our life, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala tests us. The test came. Partner B was hard hit with poverty, need and want. He had nothing. Whatever he was doing in his material world, his business, seemed to have been failing him, and he has nothing now to carry on his life with. So the thought came that I had this partner, we were good as friends, we were friends, and we made it together. I just need a little capital to carry on. So he goes, hat in hand, and he asks that person for just a little startup capital. That person asked him, "What happened to the 8,000 coins? That was a lot." He then gives him an account of what he had done. So that is, أَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ. That was that vital question. You gave it for Jannah. Do you really believe you're going to leave this world? Do you really believe you're going to be rewarded? Now we may not say it sometimes so harshly. We may use different languages. This is a dunya we have to live in. You have to earn. And we discourage people from acts of virtue and piety. But nonetheless, he refused after asking these questions with regard to his belief on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala narrates this incident in the Quran that this is worthy of the people of Jannah to think about those that try to sway them away from the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who try to deviate them from the path of Allah. But walawla ni'matu rabbik, if it was not for the ni'mat, if it was not for the favor of my Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously I would have also been thrown into the fire of Jahannam. So friends, one aspect of our being ready for the month of Ramadan, being ready to meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, is that we check the negative influences on our iman. Let us not be gullible. Let us not take heed about the aspects that are detrimental to our iman. In the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person by the name of Utbah ibn Abi Mu'ayth He was one of the influential peoples of Makkah Mukarramah. And he had this habit that whenever he would go out on any journey out of Makkah, he would come back and he would invite more especially the elite of Makkah. And he once invited our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepts his invitation, sits on the dastarkhan, on the tablecloth, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refuses to partake of the meals. For the Arabs, if somebody came to your home and they refused to eat, it was an indictment. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will partake of your meals if you recite this kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that moment, he recited the kalima. He accepted iman. But obviously, after the incident had taken place, other leaders, Ubay ibn Khalaf, had heard about this iman of his very bosom friend, and he begins to rebuke him, that how dare you leave the deen of your forefathers. So, he only allows him to be the friend if one, you denounce this kalima, and number two, wa na'udhu billah, thumma na'udhu billah, you spit on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Utbah ibn Abi Mu'ayth had done. Now Allah Ta'ala relates, وَيَوْمَ يَعُدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. Allah Ta'ala says on the day of Qiyamah, his remorse of choosing the wrong friend, giving preference over the wrong person, over Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will begin to eat up his both hands. One is, we speak about in English, a person bite their fingernails when there is some kind of grief and worry. Here the Quran goes beyond that. Not the fingernails, not the fingers, not one hand, both hands. And he will, with remorse, say that how I wish I had followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya waylata laytani lam attakhid fulanan khalila. Very difficult to translate in English, but how I wish and how grievous is this situation that I should have never taken such a person as a bosom friend. Why? لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. Because he deviated me from the right path after the zikr, the advice, the deen had come to me. I was there and I missed the opportunity. Friends, the simple message of the Quran Sharif is that we need to be very cautious about influences. People that influence us, the medias, the various different platforms that negatively influence us and deviate us from the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in the preparation for this month of Ramadan, number one is, whilst we need to eliminate the different kinds of ill and bad habits we may have, the bad deeds that we may have, try and eliminate, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, bring about good deeds into our life. And often our ulama will speak about that in this month of Rajab, let us open the Quran and let us recite more than we would normally recite in preparation for this month of Ramadan. Let us add a few more rakats of salat, even if it be the qaza of the past years that we had not performed. Seek from the ulama the guidance with regards to that. Oh, it is some nawafil, let us do. Let us give out some sadaqat, more charities in preparation for the month of Ramadan. If we walk towards Allah Ta'ala, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will run towards us. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, the ability to practice. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant Those who have any difficulties amongst us, Allah grant relief. Those who are ill and sick, Allah Ta'ala grant shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustamir. And Allah Ta'ala relieve the whole ummah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of all the difficulties, especially our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.